Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Last week, you may recall, we read that beautiful section of Isaiah 55 that said, "Come to the water." Little did I know then about this week and all the water that we would receive. Man, oh man, did that water come to us? Tuesday's storms and then again Friday evening's storms have poured out more water than I thought possible and more than what I could ever ask for. And I didn't ask for it. We still have parishioners who are without power. We still have plenty of water in the basements. This 2020 calendar year just keeps on giving. This Sunday, like it or not, the theme of water continues as well. This time it's found not in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament. And we can thank God for that. As we arrive this week into this deeper account of Matthew 14. Last week, we saw that Jesus fed the 5,000. He showed himself to be a provider and a sustainer of life. But this week, we get even more to the point. And in this account of Jesus walking on the water, we see that he is not only the sustainer of life, but he is the savior of life. And what a beautiful image this is. You're familiar, in the summertime, people wear lifeguard shirts a lot. And there's one that reads, "My lifeguard walks on water." That's what we see in today's gospel. And we can certainly praise God for that. But you know, there's something even more beautiful than the scene of Jesus walking on the water. And we hear it in this gospel. Namely, that Jesus puts his hand down into the water. And he pulls us out. In tonight's gospel, it's about St. Peter. And what a beautiful image this is. Jesus standing on the water and pulling Peter out. It's a salvific image. The one who pulled so many fish out of that same water, out of that same lake, is himself being pulled up and out. You know, Peter wasn't a lightweight either. So the image from Jesus' view is something to consider too. If you were to Google "Jesus grabs Peter out of the water," you'll see so many different images that come up. Artists that have portrayed this happening throughout time. One of them is quite beautiful. It has the image from the standpoint of Peter, someone looking up out of the water and seeing the face of Christ. I wonder what the hand of Christ felt like. Many of the images show forth that Jesus doesn't just grab his fingers or even his hand, but rather his wrist. The hand of God on the wrist of Peter, lifting him up on the water. My friends, this image shows us not just Christ's power, but his will to save. Peter sees Jesus walking on the water and he says, "Is it you, Lord? It is I. Come out onto the water. I do will it. Come." And Peter goes out. My friends, what might the Lord be willing for us? What might he be saying to us as we continue to walk through this very crazy year of 2020? With all of its events, with all of its storms, might the voice of God be speaking to us? Might he be inviting us? What might that voice be saying? In the first reading, we meet Elijah, who is discerning that voice of God, that God is not in the earthquake, not in the wind, not in the fire. We might be asking ourselves, God, where are you in 2020? We might even be saying he's not in 2020. But where is he now? And what might he be inviting us to? And discerning that voice, listening for the voice, asking that question, Lord, where are you? And giving yourself time to hear the answer is what's so important. One of the great experts of the listening and discerning the voice of God is the Carmelite community. And their patron is Elijah. And today, August 9th, we celebrate the feast of one of the great Carmelites, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. She was martyred on this day in 1942 in Auschwitz. And as a woman, as a convert to the faith, as a baptized Christian, she reflected a lot on the voice and her relationship with Almighty God. And I want to close my homily with her words. God is there in these moments of rest, and he can give us in a single instant exactly what we need. Then the rest of the day can take its course under the same effort and strain, perhaps, but in peace. And when night comes and you look back over the day and you see how fragmentary everything has been and how much you have planned that has gone undone and all the reasons you have to be embarrassed and ashamed, just take everything exactly as it is and put it in God's hands and leave it with him. Then you will be able to rest in him, really rest, and start the next day as a new life. My friends, as we begin this day, and we live yet another week in this year of 2020, let us be sure to take a moment of rest, to put everything into the hand of God, no matter how fragmentary or confused or broken it might be. And let us allow our saving God to extend his hand, his peace, and to lift us up. God be with you.